This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. 6 days until Election Day 2000 in the United States, Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are in a frantic push to shore up critical support to win a four-year term in the White House. As the coronavirus makes a deadly comeback across nearly the entire U.S., President Trump blames the media for trying to incite fear. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Cases are rising in every state except Hawaii. 34 states are seeing more deaths. The president still insists the country's rounding the corner, but says you wouldn't know that from watching the news.
COVID.
In Florida.
COVID, he's complaining. He's jealous of COVID's media coverage.
Former President Obama mocking his successor, whose administration, he says, screwed up the pandemic response. The president insists a week from today, right after the election, the media will say the pandemic is all better. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Both men campaigned Tuesday in political battleground states. Polls show Biden ahead of Mr. Trump by 7 to 9 percentage points nationally, and about half that in contested states that are likely to determine the overall outcome. More than 66 million Americans have already cast early ballots, 2/3 of them by mail and 1/3 in person at polling stations. The World Health Organization says a record 2.8 million new COVID-19 cases have been reported globally over the past 7 days, ending Tuesday, including 40,000 new deaths. The countries reporting the highest number of cases over the past week are India, Britain, France, and the United States, the same countries as the previous 3 weeks. This is VOA News. Wednesday, Turkey vowed to take, quote, legal and diplomatic actions, end quote, over a cartoon in the French satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo, mocking Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The Turkish presidency said in a statement, quote, we assure our people that necessary legal and diplomatic actions will be taken against this cartoon, end quote. Minutes later, the Ankara prosecutor's office launched an investigation into the publication. The front page caricature of Wednesday's edition sparked fury in Turkey, a mostly Muslim country with increasingly tense relations with France. The drawing showed the Turkish leader in T-shirt and underpants drinking a can of beer and lifting up the skirt of a woman wearing a hijab to reveal her naked bottom. A typhoon slammed into Vietnam's central coastline Wednesday, killing two and leaving dozens missing. Trees were uprooted and roofing and fences were dislodged by the strong wind. 26 fishermen were missing after their boat sank while trying to return to shore Tuesday. The government said two Navy ships were sent to search for them. Hundreds of thousands of people have been evacuated from the path of the storm, and those who stayed home were told to remain indoors until further notice. Kabul police say a bomb attack in the Afghan capital killed at least 3 civilians and injured 14 others Tuesday. The explosion occurred in the 10th Police District in Kabul after the attacker detonated a bomb installed on a roadside car. In addition to causing casualties, the violent explosion damaged nearby buildings. Quote, also on Tuesday, another car bomb was detonated in the eastern Khost province at a special force base, prompting attackers to begin firing, end quote. At least 5 policemen died in the crossfire, with 25 policemen and 9 civilians injured. No group or person have so far claimed responsibility for the 2 attacks. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission is proposing a rule change that would require television and radio broadcasters to publicly disclose if any of their content is sponsored by foreign governments. The proposal says the American people, quote, deserve to know when a foreign government has paid for programming or furnished it for free so that viewers and listeners can better evaluate the value and accuracy of such programming, end quote. Last month, FCC Chairman Ajit Pai said content sponsored by China and Russia provided a reason to, quote, update our rules and shed more sunlight on those practices, end quote. The late Samsung chairman Lee Kun-hee's farewell ceremony was held in Seoul early Wednesday morning. Lee, who transformed the small television maker into a global giant of consumer electronics, died Sunday. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.